Hello, my name is Greg Laws, founder of Open Mind Training and a master practitioner and internationally accredited trainer of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. NLP is a framework of insights and skills which tap into your unconscious mind and help you run your life more successfully. Travelodge research shows that many of us lack self-confidence, with doubts about ourselves and our abilities keeping us awake at night. I've recorded this confidence-building podcast on behalf of Travelodge to enhance your life and work skills while you sleep. To listen to this podcast, you should be in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and notice how you are starting to relax. Starting with your feet and moving up to your legs. Your legs are feeling relaxed. Now your body feels relaxed. And your arms are relaxed. Your neck starts to feel relaxed. And even your face is relaxed. You feel wonderfully relaxed. Now imagine yourself somewhere in nature, standing on top of a hill. Look around you. What can you see? Look all around you. Now listen carefully. What do you hear? Where is the sound coming from? What do you feel? And where do you feel this? Can you smell or taste anything? Now I want you to start walking down the hill. And as you walk down the hill, look around you and listen. You're winding your way down, down the hill. What do you notice? What is in the distance? Keep going down, down to the bottom. What is here? Down at the bottom of the hill. Look left and right and listen carefully. How does that feel? Are you a confident person? If you answered no, how confident are you that you're not confident? Richard Bandler, co-founder of NLP, pointed this out when he was working with a woman who was terrified of public speaking. He completely cured her of this fear in an hour, simply by giving her access to her emotional state of confidence. The exact same state she was extremely confident that she didn't have at all. Let me share with you how you can achieve this for yourself. If you understand how the brain works, it's not that amazing, really. Allow your mind to drift off into the incredible world that is inside your brain. Picture the brain cells, the neurons, floating in space like some science fiction movie. There are billions of them, and they're all shaped like tiny grey balls with long, thin filaments trailing off in every direction. They're alive as the tendrils weave about, connecting to neighbours in extremely complex webs. Picture blue flashes of electrical impulse flashing between tendrils as the cells communicate with each other. Each of these billions of neurons has the computing power of a personal computer. You have virtually unlimited power in your mind, and every emotion you will ever need is located in these cells. Think of yourself now having some negative thought, like "I don't have confidence." As the thought is captured by one neuron, so that neuron searches for more neurons with evidence to support that thought. It does this at the speed of light, creating billions of connections in a microsecond. It remembers times from your past, voices of other people. What is more, the more you think that thought, the more the neurons build and protect that network. They even start to protect the neural connections with special sheaths so that the communication can flow quicker. You can get really good at feeling unconfident. But then you can also do the opposite. Somewhere in every brain is the emotion of confidence. It is archaic and part of your genetic inheritance. Of course, it may be neglected in some dark recess of your mind with very few and weak connections. But it's there, and the more you access it, the stronger it gets. What is more, the less you access lack of confidence, the weaker it gets. The neural pathways break down and disintegrate. So let me ask the question, do you have confidence? Think back to any time when you were confident, any time when you felt any kind of confidence. Have you got it? Well, you've made the connection. You've started something. Now go back there in time and look around you. Relax and look around. What do you see? Listen carefully. What can you hear? Where is the sound coming from? Can you smell or taste anything? Finally, access that confident feeling. It may be faint, but that's just fine. Where is it in your body? Is it still or moving? Now I want you to amplify the feeling. Make it stronger, just a little at a time. Feel it build, and while it does this, look around and brighten the images. Make the focus really sharp and the colors really vivid. Make the sounds perfect, even if it's perfect silence. And build the strength of the feeling. When you feel that it is at its peak, I want you to anchor it by taking a deep breath and exhale slowly. Keep doing this exercise. As you become more familiar with your confident emotion, so your mind will build ever more complex neural networks. It may be hard at first. Driving a car was hard at first. So was writing with a pen. But you were born to succeed. You are the most successful creature the world has ever known. As you learn, so the brain builds the networks until it becomes second nature, buried like an autopilot in your unconscious mind. You don't have to think about driving or writing because your brain does it for you. So too, the brain will build confidence every time you access the state, connecting that state to more and more of your neural pathways. You now have a clear insight into the emotional state of confidence. I now want you to return to your room. Remember, you were at the bottom of the hill. Take a deep breath, and on the count of five, you will open your eyes. 1. You are climbing the hill again. 2. You're nearly halfway. 3. You can hear the sounds in your room again. 4. You're almost at the top of the hill. 5. Open your eyes now and look around you. That's good. How do you feel? When you sleep tonight, remember your experience of feeling confident and remember how you got there. Take one small step at a time and have a wonderful sleep.